Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Rookie minicamp in the rearview mirror. Open to the media on Sunday. And Vinny, to put a bow on this, your early impression of the rookie class of 2025 based on what you saw.
Yeah, I can see why they drafted the guys they did. And will they get help from a lot of these guys? I think they'll get a chance to have one starter. Well, kicker would be two starters, and then heavy contributor with Mike Green. And then after that, Bob, Wester may be the punt returner. I think Peoples will probably play in the nickel situation stuff. And then we'll see on the corners and stuff how they come along. The offensive linemen, I don't think they're going to get a ton of help this year.
And I was going to start with that because we look at the Ravens' needs here as they look to get to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl or bust. Playoffs, been there, done that. Championship game. Only once, but, you know, you certainly want to get there. No more losing in the divisional round.
Nope.
Home field advantage. No more losing to the Raiders or the Browns. I mean, you got to... got to clean that up a little bit. But if they want to be what they want to be, which is world champions, quarterback, fine. Running back, fine.
Yes.
Receiver, any need there? Or is that set, Bart, knocking for Micah here, barring injury?
I don't see how, you know, if Walker steps up, I think they're really good then. Because then, I mean, you love your two starters. And with Wallace, if Walker can step up, I think that would be big. You know, I think they've got enough depth there. And with Hobson, too. I think you're going in with five, Bob, and then with Wester would be six.
Tight end, good.
Tight end's awesome.
Now, offensive line, as you mentioned, they drafted three guys.
Yep.
We know Stanley's your left tackle, Rosengarten right tackle, Fa'alele right guard, Linderbaum's your all-pro center. Left guard, glaring hole? Is the left, is the starting left guard, I guess, my question, on the roster right now?
Oh, Bob,
no, would, Boom just came in.
Yeah, you would think that Voorhees was started last year.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's a year farther along. So I would think that Voorhees would be the starting left guard, and I think that they would probably feel okay with that. I thought coming in, you know, if Emory Jones was healthy, I thought he was going to compete for that job, you know. So I don't think now he will, but, you know, Voorhees will be that guy. But the problem with Voorhees, Bob, you know, some, just like some of those Orioles, man.
Yeah.
Hurt dudes stay hurt.
And he was hurt at USC, got hurt during the combine, missed a whole rookie season. But, you know, as Vinny said, he was the number one on the depth chart until he wasn't. But Patrick McCary is gone. So as you look for your starting left guard, maybe where he's number one in the clubhouse, who's your most likely candidate to replace Patrick McCary? Who's your jack-of-all-trades dude?
Well, I'm guessing that's Joe Noteboom, or Noteboom, however you say it. But that's why they went and got that guy, you know, because he can play both tackles, and he can play. The only thing he hadn't played is center, is what Harb said on Sunday.
Right.
So,
I mean, he was a starter for a Super Bowl team a couple years ago.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is a, to me, that's a quality, good pickup, a much-needed pickup. You know, and I'm guessing, Bob, that Cleveland will be the number one backup at guard. I'm guessing that they'll sign another one. The only thing is, you know, numbers-wise, Jones will be on the roster. You know, is Dillinger and Vincent going to be on the roster? That's the thing. You know, Vincent's raw. Dillinger's a ways away, you know. I would think that they still need a veteran guard center.
What do they like about Ben Cleveland? Because we can go back to the owners' meetings when Justin Tucker's news was very much starting to percolate, and, you know, due process, everything, et cetera, paraphrasing from the Ravens. Ben Cleveland, who was popped for DUI, was brought up. Well, you know, he's a free agent. Basically talked about him in the past tense.
No doubt.
But yet, here he is.
I think, Bob, that he was cheap. Right player, right price.
Yeah.
You know, and he comes in on, you know, and plays like that tight end spot on the goal line when they go. But, I mean, if he has to play guard a lot, Bob, they're in trouble, because quick guys will kill him in pass and stuff. I just think he's an average player at best. At best.
Now, defensively, we get to linebacker, and we talked about this with Cordell a couple segments ago. And in particular, inside linebacker, we have gaping hole here.
Yes.
Unless Trenton Simpson becomes the guy.
If Trenton Simpson becomes the guy, Bob, then they're kind of what they've always been. Then they have two special teamers as backups. And, you know, what they're kind of missing is the Malik Harrison guy, you know, that was kind of jack of all trades. He was like McCary for the defense. He could set the edge on the outside. He could play inside, you know, in the run stuff. But they don't have that. Buchanan and Hummel, neither one is that.
Yeah, Hummel's like pretty much exclusive special teams guy.
Yes, no doubt.
But Simpson, your confidence level that he does become a reliable side piece to Roquan Smith there?
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll say 60-40, Bob. You know, because, I mean, what happened last year? I mean, they're going to blame, you know, we'll see. Got a new coach, fired the linebacker coach because of it. So, if he doesn't, like, typical what the Ravens would do, they're going to give him OTAs, mini camp, I'm guessing, Bob, and then, like, during training camp, and maybe until they have their first practice with another team and they feel like Simpson's not the guy, I think then they go get a guy.
News from the Nest, Fitty at 81.057, the Fan, defensive line. Who replaces Michael Pierce? Brent Urban, for that matter.
Yeah, they're not done. They're not done there because they need depth there. Yeah, they're not, you know, like Peoples is not either. Peoples is like a specialist. Like, he's kind of like a pass rush kind of specialist because he's undersized, but he's quick as a cat and got spin moves and stuff. But he can't sit in there and stack and play the run. So they're going to need, you know, I mean, they got Akoya and Ravenel. So they're going to need to go get a, probably look to get somewhat of a slobber knocker kind of Michael Pierce. Brett Urban was, you can say what you want. I mean, that dude posted all the time.
Yes, he did.
And he batted a lot of balls down, and they just need some veteran guys that'll come in and they'll play hard.
And they did, if memory serves. I know they tried to trade for Calais Campbell at the trade deadline.
That would have been so perfect.
But also, Nolan, help me out here if I'm wrong. They pursued him in free agency in the offseason, but he decided to go back to Arizona.
Yeah, which was a shock to me. I thought it was a slam dunk.
All about winning the Super Bowl. He said that himself like multiple times. And if the Cardinals win the Super Bowl, call me a guy that would be quite surprised by that turn of events.
Yeah, I'm shocked he went there. I mean, he grew up in Miami, went to the University of Miami, and he was at Miami. And then he goes out to Arizona. That one floored me a little bit. And I'll bet you that one took Eric for a little loop, too.
All right, finally, news from the Nest defensive backfield. We've talked about Malachi Starks, who's going to be on SportsCenter later this afternoon. They brought in Owuzie in the offseason. You know, he's battled some injury issues. I believe a benching there as well. Wiggins going into year two. Hamilton's arguably the best player at his position. Marlin coming off of arguably the best season of his career.
Yep.
I mean, is it fool's gold to expect him to duplicate that a year removed from having maybe the worst season of his career?
Yeah, and he talked about it. He got in shape. That's what he did. You know, and that kept him healthy and stuff. So I'm going to say that. See, I like Humphrey. Owuzie, we'll see. We'll see. Wiggins is fine. The key guy is going to be TJ Tampa. That's the key guy. If Tampa is what we think he is, they'll be solid there. Because the other thing you got to remember too is Hamilton will be playing in the slot and doing some of those things too. Now the two rookies, Longerbeam and Kone, they've got talent. Longerbeam's got to play inside just because of his size and tackling ability. Kone, he's got a chance to play some on the outside. Armour Davis, if he got hurt in training camp, I'd get rid of him.
Track record says that might be a high probability, too.
Yeah.
And it usually happens a day after he stood out of practice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, depth-wise, I think they'll be fine, Bob, because if you're keeping, usually you keep 11 DBs. So, you got five starters. Tampa is six. Washington is seven. Kane would be eight. You're going to probably keep Kone and Longerbeam. That's 10. Then it comes down to Bo Braid, Armour Davis, you know, for that 11th spot, probably.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, it's Counts of Midweek Money, hopefully with Buy or Sell. Also talk about the many sports subjects of this day. More football coming up, 1 o'clock hour, NFL Lunch. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the Orioles with Jim Hunter, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, Baltimore Baseball tonight. Birds get clobbered again against Minnesota. And that's the thing. Not only are they losing, they're getting blown out a lot. So that's it's a bad, terrible, terrible, terrible trend.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Breaking news, I got stuck in traffic walking back from the bathroom. That's how bad things are on the roads here in Baltimore. But it's buy or sell. Got a lot going on. World of Sports, we'll talk about that. But a little midweek, Mother's Day coming up this weekend. You want to get the wife or your mom something nice. We got any extra bucks there? Buy or sell.
Well, the Dow is up 299. The S&P's up 12. NASDAQ is down 43. DraftKings is up 71 cents. Under Armour's down 3 cents.
Get our sports topics started today in the NBA. Anthony Edwards, he finished with 23 points last night, but what happened along the way wasn't particularly appealing to his head coach, who actually called him out after the game, said that he thought that Ant was struggling. They saw the light go out for a bit, and well, in the first half, coach wasn't wrong. Only 1 point. 0 for 8 from the field. Started the second half, he was 0 for 10 before his first shot finally fell. Through six playoff games, still averaging 26 points per game. During last year's run to the conference finals, 27 points per game. So we know what he is capable of. Buy or sell, Bob. Edwards will turn the light back on. Finish his playoff run this year with better numbers than last year.
Ooh, better numbers last year. I'll sell that, but he will turn the light on. Because Chris Finch did call him out. And then Edwards defended himself in the post-game press conference, going, well, I played good defense, I thought. I mean, Buddy Hield was killing somebody last night because Steph Curry wasn't there. But as Sean Devaney said last hour, look, you start popping off, he's talking like he's the best player in the NBA and like a generational guy. And I'm not saying it isn't, but when you talk that level of trash, you got to bring it every night. And you can't half-ass it in a playoff game, especially at home when you're favored. And their best player, their greatest player left. So, yeah, he'll rise up. I don't know if he'll duplicate last year's numbers, though.
All right, moving over to the NFL, a continuation of what we were just talking about in news from the Nest. NFL teams looking for instant impact from their rookie classes, especially with their premium picks in the first and second round. Well, for the Ravens, they appear to have that in Malachi Starks and Mike Green, but NFL writer Chris Trapasso sees even more value for Baltimore in someone like Teddy Buchanan, who's he's already anointed the starter alongside Roquan Smith. All in all, Trapasso places Baltimore fifth in his instant impact rankings, ahead of teams like the Bears, Chiefs, and Rams, the players that they just got in the draft. Vinny, are you buying or selling the instant impact of this class beyond players like Starks and Green?
Yeah, just because I think Loop and the Colorado kid, Wester, I think, you know, in the return game, and I think Peoples will add something, you know, in the nickel situation. So, yeah, I'm not as big on Buchanan as he is. I think Buchanan will be a special teamer.
It's interesting. He didn't mention Loop in the article. I maybe go back and check. It might have been written before the Tucker release, but still – you would think. Back to the NBA here. Game 2 between the Celtics and Knicks scheduled for tonight. After New York stormed back from a 20-point deficit to beat Boston in Game 1, New York not really viewed as highly as the defending champs, but a clean bill of health, that's in their favor, while Boston, they're a little banged up, at least for tonight. The spread does favor the Celtics by 10, though a blowout may be a little questionable, considering the Knicks comeback the other night. Like I said, buy or sell, Bob, no team will lead by as much as 20 for the remainder of the series. So that was the biggest lead in Game 1. Won't get there again.
I'll buy that, because if New York wins today, and they're going to go for the W, they're not going to be trailing by 20. Boston's too good to be losing by 20. So, Nolan, I'm going to buy that. Double-digit deficits, they're the norm. I mean, it's a game of runs basketball. That three-pointer can get you in or get you out. But 20-point deficit, neither team will face it for the duration of said series, which this looks like it might have 7 games written all over it, to be totally honest with you.
And we got time for one more here today. The Chargers, a little more of a balanced offensive attack for them last year, helped take the load off of Justin Herbert in the process. The results, well, he was very efficient stat line wise, though he did throw for just 3,800 yards, his lowest in a full season so far in his career. Now they revamped their running back room. All signs point to them continuing to pound the ball on the ground. With that in mind, Vinny, buy or sell, Herbert still capable of being a 4,000-yard passer, even with more emphasis on the run game.
I'll buy that. I'll buy it. I mean, they would prefer to run it. I mean, Hampton's a good player, and Najee's, good. So they want to run the ball, but they'll take their shots also down the field.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the fan. We'll talk more football, by the way, coming up top of the hour, NFL lunch. There was a trade in the National Football League. It did impact the AFC North. We'll tell you about that if you missed it. We'll start looking at all the rosters, too, by the way, in the division post-draft. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the league as he sees it. He's a Steeler fan. He is unbiased because he's professional as a reporter. I guess we could poke the bear a little bit, get him running hot. And then the American League East report. Talk about what happened in the division last night. There are games going on today, which we'll get into. Orioles get clobbered 9-1. Their run differential. There's only one team worse in baseball right now in that category.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Orioles. Fly Sport Tax Line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Orioles.
We're in Minnesota tonight.
Trying to get a win. Like a, it's not a losing streak. They've lost three in a row. Becomes a losing streak when it gets to four. Just like a winning streak. It's got to be four in my rules. And I can play by my own rules. Joining us now to talk about that. He's powered by Verizon. He's our colleague. You're on 105.7 The Fan BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. It is longtime voice of the Orioles, Jim Hunter. Jim, how you feeling today, by the way? What's up?
I'm feeling powerful by your introduction.
But look, watching this Oriole product, going back to, you know, after the All-Star break, basically, has become rather stale. And you and I have discussed it many times. This Oriole team is worse than the one that lost to Kansas City in the playoffs back in October. How much do we use, if we even want to use it, Jim, injuries as a reason slash excuse for why they sit eight games below 500 for the first time in almost 3 years?
Well, the injuries are certainly part of it. You know, Jordan Westberg was probably their best overall hitter last year. I know Gunnar had a great year and nearly hit 40 home runs. But Westberg is a guy, because of his approach at the plate, he uses the whole field, and he gives himself a chance. But, you know, watching this team, Bob, it almost reeks of being non-competitive. I mean, you know, you look at last night's game. They struck out 17 times in 30 official at-bats. I mean, that's ridiculous. This team strikes out too much. They only had three hits for the entire game and another 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. So this team really is non-competitive, and it's at times hard to watch.
You're repeating pretty much our first segment or two of the program with that assessment. Their run differential, second worst in baseball. So that speaks volumes only to the Colorado Rockies. Of the guys who have been regular contributors, at least hitting the post, not dealing with injuries, who's been the most disappointing offensive player to you? And we'll throw Kobe Mayo out of the wash for now. We'll get to him in a minute.
Well, I would love for that kid to get a base hit so he can relax. I mean, you know, he's 0-for in the big leagues this year. I'm not sure, you know, maybe Adley is the guy because he's not driving in runs. You know, Gunnar had his hitting streak halted last night, which was a shame, but Jackson Holliday extended his streak to six. So they're beginning to zone in and come on. But they need more run production out of Adley Rutschman.
Yeah, he's got four home runs. Two of them were on opening day. He had four doubles. He's got four doubles. I mean, the OPS should be, you know, his slugging percentage should be, whatever. You're getting me all confused with my own running hot with this stuff. But speaking of Mayo, kind of booted a couple of balls last night, and, you know, don't want to say he's positionless, but doesn't seem to be real smooth at third base. But Jim, we've been hearing forever, this guy's one of the top 12 prospects in all of baseball coming into the season, but no hard contact. Seems he got hosed on the call third strike, but has he shown anything that gives you hope that it's only a matter of time? At least when Jackson was struggling, you could see that there were signs of life. But Mayo right now looks like a guy that's never played baseball before at times against this level of pitching.
Well, you mentioned it, this level of pitching, and they know how to set him up because he's struggling, and he absolutely has no confidence when he goes to the plate, in my opinion. He chases sliders down and away. He gets himself out, and it seems like, you know, this is an exaggeration, but it seems like every time he goes to the bat, he's 0-2 before you know it. And then the pitcher's in charge, and he can get the hitter to chase. And unfortunately for Kobe, he is chasing. So, I mean, the minor league numbers are what they are. So obviously he has some talent, but he's going to have to figure out how to conquer Major League pitching when the Major League pitching is so much better than what he was seeing in AAA.
By the way, Adley's slugging percentage is .351. That should be his on-base percentage is what I was going with there. Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Now, help me out with this one, Jim. Why did the Orioles let Danny Coulomb go? Again, he had, his ERA is zero. I know he had the injury issue last year, which was concerning. It was an elbow, but he came back and seemed to stem the tide a little bit. As Cionel Perez struggles to get people out, Danny Coulomb's not giving up anything. By the way, two Ks in his inning last night. Why did Mike Elias get rid of him? I can't seem to remember that reasoning here.
I have no idea. Mike Elias had a very bad offseason. He let guys go that he should have held on to. He didn't make a trade or sign a free agent starting pitcher that would enhance the rotation. Tim and I talked about this on BBT last night. You know, he seemed reluctant to sign a pitcher who turned down a qualifying offer because he didn't want to give up a draft pick. Well, he's going to get two draft picks because Burns and Santander turned down the qualifying offer from the Orioles. So if you're worried about losing one pick, don't worry about it because the free agent pitcher who turned down a qualifying offer is probably going to enhance your staff. I mean, I think it's, you know, Charlie Morton, who pitches tonight, why give him $15 million when the Atlanta Braves, who knew him so well, decided, you know what, we're not going to re-sign him. He's done. That, to me, was one of the worst moves of the offseason. And it's easy to say now because he's not pitching well. You know, he's, what, 0-6? And his ERA, he's given up seven home runs. And his ERA is 9.76. I mean, that's not what you should be getting from $15 million paid to one player. So, you know, I don't know why they didn't re-sign Danny Coulomb, but they should have.
Hey, Jim, in the present situation, how do you fix it?
You know, Vinny, I don't know. I mean, you know, do you look to break it up? I mean, I think Memorial Day is a big day. Because if they don't turn it around, I mean, they've only won two in a row twice this year. You know, they Bob was talking about a winning streak. They need to get on some kind of a positive streak, and the schedule for the rest of the month of May actually favors them because they're playing teams that are below 500, as they are. But you know, the pitching is so disappointing. I mean, their team ERA is 5.49. That's 29th out of the 30 teams in the major leagues, and their starters are 28th at 5.75. You know, you just can't compete with that type of pitching. So I really don't know how they turn it around because there's no pitching in the system that can come up and help. Do they decide to turn the page and make some trades looking ahead to the future? Who knows? But I think the rest of this month is going to be what will determine what they'll do going forward.
Jim, your impressions of Kerstedt, I mean, because he doesn't give you a ton in the outfield, and he's been striking out a lot lately, too.
Well, and again, you know, he's a young hitter who I'm glad they're playing pretty much every day because he's not going to figure it out if he's on the bench. You're right, Vinny. He does strike out a lot. And again, it's getting used to the major league pitching. You know, Pablo Lopez, who they faced last night, this guy is a strike thrower. You know, he comes right at you, and he's got so many pitches to get you out. I mean, you can't strike out 17 times if you're going to win a game. You can't get three hits and expect to win a game. So, you know, with Kerstedt, you know, obviously he has talent, but he hasn't taken the next step to figuring it out at the big league level.
Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, here on 105.7 The Fan, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, talking about the Orioles. By the way, Charlie Morton's tonight's starting pitcher against Woods Richardson. And we were talking about this, Jim, jokingly, kind of. Morton will have his best start of the year, maybe go six and give up a couple of runs, and the Orioles will get shut out. So there you go. That's how that's how that's all going to show up. Jim, appreciate the time as always. I'll see you down Pickles next week.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
There's Jim Hunter, powered by Verizon. We'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse because we couldn't get to it last hour. NFL lunch feed is some football at one. We'll talk about that trade that happened earlier today in the National Football League, and we'll look at the other teams in the AFC North, how they look on paper chasing the Ravens, quite frankly. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk post-draft with him. I'm sure he's got mock drafts ready to rock and roll for 2026. And the American League East report. Orioles lose badly again. American League East report at 1:30. Only one team in the division won last night. It obviously wasn't the Orioles, who got their asses kicked in Minnesota. 9-1. 17 Ks and 30 at-bats. Man. That's bad.
Well, Bob,
that's embarrassing.
What was it? 7 in the first three innings, wasn't it?
Yeah, Lopez was up there like he was Don Drysdale and Nolan Ryan all mixed into one.
That's who you thought the Orioles would trade for.
It's kind of, hey, you know, somebody needs to get the memo to the new hitting coaches. The thing that you give them, the bat, they're allowed to use it. They can swing that thing when they get in the batter's box. No, before we get to the Funhouse, you want to vent a little bit or no? How are you feeling there?
Well, maybe even more surprising that you strike out that many times, but you were able to get his pitch count up that he's done after five innings.
True.
So just one of those baseball things you can't explain. You know, I think, what was it, a start earlier this year? It might have been for Morton where he was getting shelled but still lasted maybe five or six innings. You're like, well, how the hell did that happen? He walked like five guys, and he still worked his way into the fifth or sixth. So, I don't know. Just there was something there in the at-bats that seemed to be fouling off enough pitches, but completely fooled on the put-away pitch.
Yeah, he only walked one, but he struck out 11. Povich got into the sixth after a rocky third inning. But, you know, got to eliminate those. Because right now the Orioles give up three runs in an inning and might as well be 23. Because they just don't have an answer offensively. But it's Charlie Morton tonight.
How long you think he goes? Maybe better question would be, and me and Vinny were talking about it before the show, said why not just go with a bullpen game? But maybe this is a bullpen game because Morton...
Well, he would have pitched anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
So throw him out there and see if he can get you some length before you're doomed to the inevitable. And Brandon Young, he went on the IL down in Norfolk with a shoulder soreness. So he's no longer an option.
Right.
It appears. But McDermott's coming back.
Can't be soon enough.
I don't know. And where's Trevor Rogers?
He's with Cologne.
No, Trevor Rogers is rehabbing. Oh, God. Fun house. Let's have fun.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, first text here says, go ahead and throw Tyler O'Neill into the trade conversation. Teams would always give something up for a power source at the deadline, even if it's a bench or platoon option. Plus, he's opting out after the season anyway. Who cares?
Is he really, though? I mean, he's got $60 million coming his way if he chooses to stick with the contract the way that it is. And the way that he's going, why in God's name would he walk away from $40 million bucks?
Yeah,
I don't see that happening at all.
I don't know. I feel like the only reason he would opt out is if he had a season-ending injury. I mean, if he's out there, I think he's probably going to get a similar... He could re-up for at least the same as what he got.
You think so?
Power bats, I don't think it's out of the question. The same red flags are there last offseason that would be there this upcoming offseason. Nothing's changed.
Remember I love every Oriole analyst that comes on our show. But O'Neill is an upgrade over Taters.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of bought into it defensively anyway, and I know he moved from left field to right field because I was sitting there at Hyde's press conference when O'Neill preferred right field. That's where he'll play, even though he won his gold gloves in left field with St. Louis. Then you watched him play right field, and you're like, how about trying left field again?
Right. I think part of that maybe was Santander's slow start. But then you got to remember, Santander's never started hot. April's always been a terrible month for him.
But he was supposed to be an upgrade defensively, and I don't see that.
Well, Santander wasn't outstanding.
No.
Not the worst take.
Anyhow.
Chris here checking in says, I've tried to maintain positivity for the start of the season, but this is getting extremely frustrating. This is the result of counting on a hurt guy to not get hurt, putting all your eggs in the Burns basket. This is the realization of the gross failure of Elias to do nothing to eliminate as many weaknesses as possible.
Yeah, as Jim Hunter said, he had a debatable offseason. Terrible offseason, quite frankly. And Sagano for $13 million, based on what they have. But Eplin, Grayson, supposed to be your top two pitchers. Eplin pitched well, then he got hurt, and he'll be back probably for the Angels. Grayson, I would be stunned if he pitches at all. And then just, they're going to bridge the gap, the Morton, the Sganos, and the Povages, and Suarez, whatever, until Bradish and Wells, et cetera, et cetera. The Calvary comes in, which to me was a pipe dream many. Yeah, they completely miscalculated the starting rotation.
Right, and again, another question to look down the road. If the Orioles are out of contention, forget selling at the deadline. Are you even worrying about getting Bradish and Wells back in here? It's not even worth it.
Nope.
Just rest them.
Nope.
Start fresh in the spring.
Yep. No doubt about it. Grayson Rodriguez, by the way, has not thrown a pitch in a major league game since July of last year.
All right. And our last text here for now says to fire Brandon Hyde would be the wrong firing.
Correct.
That would be better directed at the genius who spent $80 million on garbage, with the exception of Sagano. Elias's offseason is playing out as a failure, outsmarted himself, and the team needs new leadership.
Let me flip this with new ownership. If Rubenstein whack attacked Hyde or Elias, will we judge that as a positive or a negative, not even 2 years into his tenure as owner of the team? After praising both.
After the season, and if they ended up like they are right now, Bob, at the bottom of the barrel after the season, I don't have a problem with it. I think the fans are going to be expecting one or the other.
Mm-hmm. But him to whack one in season?
Oh, in season would be...
They haven't fired a manager in season since what?
When Buck took over.
Yeah, that was 2010.
And especially when your owner, Bob, says he doesn't know a lot about baseball.
Yeah, so that to me, I would view that as a negative where somebody else is telling him what to do.
Oh, no question. Yeah. Or it's Elias doing it, just, you know, hey, we'll get the heat off.
The likelihood of either getting fired even after the season, I still think is zero. But then you go into next season, show me. Because, like, all right, we won 101 game. We were in playoff contention in 22, late in the season. 10-game winning streak, and then Gunnar and Adley coming up kind of helped all that. Then you won your division going away.
Yeah.
Made the playoffs last year, but flatlined in the second half. And this year, they're one of the worst teams in baseball.
Right.
I think if I'm Rubenstein, you're trending
in the wrong direction.
I'm asking, you know, Cal, what do you think?
I would guess that he's probably apprehensive to make a move really quickly just because he doesn't want to be perceived as that kind of owner. And he hasn't presented himself that way.
No.
But we really don't know much about him. I would be stunned if there was an in-season, like an Elias in-season would be stunning to me. Hyde, not so much.
Well, I think you got to give the Elias and Hyde, at least right now, the opportunity to see if these guys get healthy and get back.
They built up enough equity they deserve to stick around. You know what I mean? They've had three straight winning seasons for the first time in over a decade.
What's the cutoff? What is the point? What's too much?
You go into next year with expectations. If we don't win, heads are going to roll.
I think it'll be before that.
You want to bet? Guarantee it. Neither one of them gets fired.
Well, I'm not taking that bet because I don't trust.
Yeah, neither one of them. They're not, whether they should or would, running hot fans. Neither one of them's getting fired. They will both be on the job a year from now.
We'll see what how the season ends. If they have a losing record.
I guarantee you neither one's getting fired.
All right, if they have a losing record, I'll take that bet.
All right, let's do well, the losing record, then all of a sudden you're playing with house money. Let's make the bet now. Guarantee you neither gets fired.
I'll take it. How much do we want to bet?
Well, I haven't paid Vinny for his booze for football yet.
So let's
double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing. Do I owe you anything?
No, but I'll take the bet.
I could have swore you won the football playoff thing, but I was
wrong. Yeah, but
I
was to break even.
All right, so now it's two against one. A year from now, or spring training next year. Let's go spring training next year. Is that fair?
One of the two gone.
When they start spring training next year, they're both here. Is that cool?
I'll take those odds.
How about winter meetings? Because they would make the decision before.
Well, give us
winter.
A little more. Don't shorten it. Give us more time.
Okay. Now, it's spring training next year.
Right. Okay.
You're both saying one will be gone?
Yes.
I'm in.
I'm saying they'll both be here spring training next year, which will be mid-February 2026.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. Like, what's the old, you want to be a millionaire? Lock it in. We'll come back. There was a trade in the NFL today. Significant one, man. It'll depend on your perspective. We'll look at the rosters in the division outside of Baltimore. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Get his thoughts on the draft that was and the rosters that are today in the American League East report. Only one team won in the division. It obviously wasn't the Orioles.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that.
But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.